Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
I want to turn our attention to gold now, because the demand for a safe haven asset is at an all-time high following the worldwide shock unleashed by US President Donald Trump's tariffs. This week, the price of gold climbed above $3,500 an ounce for the first time amid the global market turmoil. Russ Mould is an investment director at AJ Bell. Very good morning to you, Russ.
Morning, Philip.
Some reports that bullion could even go as high as $4,000 an ounce within a matter of weeks. Do you believe those?
It's not impossible. I mean, it's up 40% in the last year. And once things get ahead of steam behind them, and you never know, equally nothing goes up in a straight line. And we've actually seen gold just pull back a little bit from that $3,500 mark this week on speculation, hope, optimism that America may start to strike some trade deals with other countries and maybe pull back from some of these tariffs that have frightened the living daylights out of everybody.
Now, people are doing this. Investors are taking this option because it's seen as the safe haven. How justified is that confidence?
It's a really good question, because there are still lots of investors out there, and one of the most famous in the world, America's Warren Buffett, doesn't believe in gold at all. He says it's a useless, inert lump of metal, and if a Martian came down to Earth and tripped over an ingot, they wouldn't know what to do with it. So there are lots of people who will say, "Not for me, thank you very much." So it's not for everybody, but for a lot of other people, it's been money since time immemorial, and for a lot of others, it's a haven against central banks, politicians plucking money out the air, spending money and increasing the supply of money and therefore decreasing its purchasing power relative to the supply of gold.
And when people talk about trading in gold and buying gold stocks, how much of that is in an actual physical metal product, or how much of it is in these spin-off pieces of paper that are only somewhat related to gold?
Now, that is a very good question, and there are lots of people looking for the answer. There is a study in America, which from the National Minerals Information Center, which suggests that the paper claims on gold, derivatives, financial products, relative to the amount of physical gold around there, it's paper claims around 127 for every ounce of gold that's out there, according to their research.
Oh my God.
So if you're a real gold bull, you will say, if there's a real flap on and people want to take delivery of their gold and actually get their hands on it and then maybe bury it in the back garden, that's when you might get price discovery.
Now, excuse me, I am not financially well-versed, but as a layperson, that sounds to me not like a bubble, but like a Ponzi scheme.
In terms of the paper claims on the asset, it's not a great situation. No, a lot of the instruments out there use derivatives to provide exposure to gold, and a lot of investors don't want to go to the trouble of owning physical gold because you have to store it, insure it, so they seek other means of seeking that access. But yes,
there's 127 people believing that they hold a claim on an ounce for every actual ounce that exists,
according to this piece of research, and it's pretty tricky to get to exactly those numbers, because again, lots of people don't want to disclose what their positions are. But that is one viewpoint, and it's certainly one that is held by gold bugs as a good reason for owning the metal.
But any market is really only the sum of the confidence of all of the investors in it.
Correct.
So this could turn at any moment, AJ.
Don't worry, Ross. Philip. It's all right. Don't worry. No, you are seeing some central banks actually taking physical delivery of gold. You could argue perhaps because they want a little bit more security. We've seen Germany's Bundesbank ship some stuff in from France. We've actually had a leading German politician wanting to make sure that another big pile of its supplies are indeed safely under lock and key at the New York Federal Reserve. And the Bank of England, which used to be able to deliver gold on 3 days' notice, is now taking between 6 and 8 weeks to ship the stuff out because there's been a bit of a rush on.
Are the German central bank's fears in any way prompted by the fact that it is in America that so much of their gold is being held?
I mean, given that President Trump's had some pretty trenchant things to say about Europe recently, and so have some of his colleagues calling, you know, the European Union pathetic for how it relies on America for some of their defence spending, and now we've got the trade tensions, you could understand why some Germans are thinking that it might not be the best place to keep the gold. Equally, Bundesbank President Joachim Nagel has said, look, he's not too worried, and all of the gold is there perfectly safe, no problem.
I know, but what would that do to international relations? The sight of a bunch of armoured cars heading out of the Federal Reserve in New York and off to a Germany-bound plane in JFK.
Yeah, no, it would definitely give people pause for thought. And a lot of central banks, again, they do now seem to be holding fewer US government bonds and more gold bars as part of their overall reserve assets. And that's been a trend that's been running for the last 5 or 10 years.
I'm feeling a little bit foolish now on some levels, because throughout the course of the US presidential election, when various MAGA types were putting up the distraction of, where's the gold? We want to go to Fort Knox to see the gold. We demand to have sight of our gold ourselves. I was thinking, oh, what nonsense is this? But on some levels, it's probably not a bad idea that the world gets to see exactly how much gold, physical gold, is being held and where.
Elon Musk was talking about doing this back in February. I don't know whether he got round to it or not, but certainly when he first suggested it, I know that American Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said, well, there was a review done last September, there's nothing to worry about.
And do you believe them?
I guess I have no choice, because I've never been there myself. And the closest I've ever been to Fort Knox is watching James Bond's Goldfinger. So,
And were these rumours sparked by anything other than internet conspiracy?
I think that's got a lot to do with it. But also, it was the fact you could see flows. You could see the Bank of England, the Bank of Canada, having to deliver, the Royal Canadian Mint, having to deliver physical metal to its owners. And so I think that did prompt it. So, well, maybe we should make sure that it's there, because there are those rumours out there. And again, that comes back to this paper claims versus physical supply discussion. But, you know, at the moment, the Americans have said, move along, nothing to see here. Thank you ever so much.
All right. Well, look, notwithstanding my scepticism, notwithstanding your reservation, and all that you have told us, excuse me, about the amount of physical gold being outnumbered 127-1 by the claims on it, there doesn't seem to be any shaking that confidence in it as a safe haven, does there?
Not at the moment. And I think a lot of this is down to, you know, some people looking at inflation possibly resulting from tariffs. They're possibly looking at, you know, the President Trump. Has he knocked confidence in dollar-denominated assets like dollars, like US government bonds that were previously treated as unimpeachable? And that is possible. And you have seen for certain the Chinese and the Russians diversify away. Now, you can argue there are geopolitical and political reasons for that. But the Biden administration weaponized the US dollar. We're going to lock Russia out of SWIFT. And so in that respect, albeit you can argue for perfectly good geopolitical reasons, but it has encouraged some regimes, whether we like them or not, to think of operating in a different way. And other people, now that they're hearing Trump and Bessent talking about looking to reset the global financial system, they're looking back to when President Richard M. Nixon did that in 1971, an era that actually was pretty tough economically, really tough for investors, unless you owned gold.
I got some tulips you might like to buy.
Oh, well, that's a different issue altogether. But that was a different bubble back in the 1630s. Yeah, and again,
Was it that different, though? Because everybody had faith in this product, and that's what mattered. That's what made it feel safe to them.
And again, this is the Buffett argument. You know, if you own a share in a company that has productive assets, comes up with something that people want to buy and turns that into profits and cash, you have something that you can value and something that you can quantify. He will say with gold, you haven't got that, and that's why, therefore, why he doesn't play. So there are lots of people out there who just won't get involved at all. If they want to get involved, they can maybe get involved with a gold miner, which will dig the stuff out the ground, sell it. And at the moment, the average gold miner's cost of production is what? $1,600-$1,700 an ounce compared to, you know, $3,500. So they should be, not being funny, literally sat on top of a gold miner right now.
Very good. Russ Mould, that was very entertaining and interesting. Russ Mould, Investment Director at AJ Bell. Thank you very much.